Let's go back to our conversation with the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Economic Opportunities, Tourism and Agriculture, Beverly Schaefer. Beverly, you were saying that you were very unhappy with what was presented to the Standing Committee today.
Yes, Africa, because I think what was very important was that SAMHSA was quite, you know, we talked a lot about the report that was going to be going to come up in a few weeks' time. But really, at the end of the committee, SAMHSA said blatantly that the report would not be made public. Now, we reiterated the fact that in the best interest of the public, of tourism, to retain the confidence in the tourism, into the ferries and the boats and Robben Island, that that report be made public. What we also raised was concern was that SAMHSA, and they admitted in the committee, that they should not be doing this investigation, because they are the very organization that actually gives the certification to boats in itself. So in a way, they're investigating themselves whether they are compliant or not. And we have called for an independent investigation into this incident that happened on 15th of February, because we don't believe that you can investigate yourself and come up with a report that is objective.
In fact, we have reports that they had serviced the ferry Tandi a week before the incident.
That's correct, but they had not. They only do annual checkups on these ferries, and they hadn't assessed that ferry for a couple of months. In fact, because they only do annual, and then they move into sort of an ad hoc, checkup of ferries now and then, as and when they need to. But the annual check that they do is only done once a year. So they can't ascertain to us whether the ferry was actually compliant at the time that it went into the water on the 15th of February.
And what I'm hearing from all of this, Beverly, is that the next time I get on a ferry to go to Robben Island because I want to visit the island, or I've got friends, family from other parts of the world who are wanting to go and visit the island, I am not assured of my safety.
Well, the thing is, Africa, and I mean, I really don't want to put fear into anybody's mind in the start of a tourist season, which is so needed to create jobs and economic growth for the country. The point of the matter is that there are other ferries that are operated at the same time that we are sure are absolutely fine. But it really points to the entire management model. And we raised that with Robben Island management to say, look, have you got a 20-year plan? You can't be using small ferries such as this one, which particularly was raised by SAMHSA to say that any ferries under 25 tons didn't really have to be compliant, that they only can operate in good weather. Surely there's a lot of questions that are being raised that they can't seem to answer us. The system, the management, the entire business model around the operation of the ferries needs to be relooked, because at the moment, that the way it's running now, and particularly with these small little ferries, we're not able to say that we're running a world-class service. And Robben Island deserves a world-class ferry service. And that's what we're calling for. We're asking you to relook at this model. This is maybe this was just a once-off scare, but we don't think so. We think that this is a red flag. We're not running a service that is fair to what the credibility of this island deserves, and that should be relooked.
I suppose it brings us back to the original challenge we have, where Robben Island Museum is still very much under the purview of the National Department of Arts and Culture, and the provincial legislature, if you like, or the relevant departments do not even really have an oversight, well, an efficient oversight role over the museum.
That's correct. And that's why we were very grateful to Robben Island for being part of this meeting, because obviously tourism, as we said and stated, that tourism is not just for the Western Cape, but for South Africa's tourism at large. We know that this is an international site. It attracts both local, regional and international visitors of all walks of life. And in fact, a lot of those people that were on Tandi were local visitors from Mpumalanga, as stated by SAMHSA. So, yes, it is a concern. It is a concern at every level that we are not able to say absolutely emphatically that these services are running at international best practice.
Back to the report. I would have imagined that taxpayers would have paid for that report to be conducted, correct? Is SAMHSA not an agency of government?
That's right, SAMHSA is.
Is there any legal recourse then that you have to legally force, if you like, SAMHSA to release that report? Because, once again, I want to know what went wrong with Tandi, and two, what measures therefore have been put in place to make sure that the rest of the fleet will not suffer the same fate?
Absolutely. So once we have made it emphatically clear and publicly that the committee wants the report. I will submit a PIA application. However, I question the fact that we as a committee should have to do so with a fellow government agency. But we will do so to tick the box, which they have asked us to do. But we are insisting that at least that report come to this committee. And we're not going to stop on that. So we are going to use all the pressure that we can do. And that was a unanimous multi-party decision in this committee that we want to see that report.
And once, should you be able to get access to that report following your application, will we, the public, be given access to that report as well?
Well, Africa, I think it is in the public's interest. How do you restore confidence back into an incident that happened that could have led to a much bigger disaster? It's about being transparent. It's about saying, look, this is our problems. This is our blind spots, as Robben Island Management has stated. Maybe we've got some blind spots, and to move on from there. Because I think it's very important going forward. Do we want to grow the tourism numbers to Robben Island? They've seen a 9% growth year on year since 2015. At one point, there were numbers dropping because the ferry service was unreliable and couldn't actually carry the amount of tourists that it should do. So we really are pushing for a service that will absolutely contribute to these tourism stats, both for the province and for South Africa at large.
Beverly Schaefer, thank you very much indeed for your time this afternoon. She's a chair of the Standing Committee on Economic Opportunities, Tourism and Agriculture.